you just call them and just say, hey, we just got a message. There's some question to complaint. There is no complaint. It was regarding a loan.
Yes.
On the phone.
Yeah, is Cody in?
Cody no longer works here.
Okay, who took over for him?
Well, nobody took over for him. I'm the owner of the company, and I've been the owner of the company for a couple years.
Ah, gotcha. Did he end up, just leaving, or you guys get rid of him?
No, he got fired. Yeah, I got rid of him. I got rid of him.
What ended up happening, actually?
It just got real ugly. He got real lazy and didn't want to do anything. And I've had people calling me wanting Cody for about 6 months, and they've been after him for money. And then my money starts coming up missing, so he got a one-way ticket out of here.
Sounds like a guy you don't want around, huh?
Yeah. You can't make no money with a guy like that.
Yeah, you don't want anybody holding you back like that, too.
Right.
Shoot, well, you're actually the one I was looking to get in contact with. I was just trying to clean up an old file we had here, and I had Cody down as the contact, but since you're the owner, you would be the one that I would be looking to speak with. My name's Patrick, and I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on just a second, please.
Yeah, you're fine.
I do apologize. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not bad. All right, boss, are you still there?
Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
No worries. I was just going to say, it looks like somebody had been in contact with Cody from a few months back when you had him on the team, but I was just looking to touch base if you guys needed any equipment or capital. We finance equipment, and we also do capital, so just wanted to touch base.
Yeah, I don't need anything right at the moment. I do appreciate it. I am looking possibly here in the near future, seeing if I can do a little swapping and trading and upgrading some equipment.
Okay. Yeah, what was it you were looking to do?
Well, I've got two rollbacks and an old 10-ton wrecker, and I was trying to look around to see if possibly I could trade everything that I got and just see if I could upgrade everything, you know what I mean? Just see if I could get something with a little less miles and a little bit newer.
Yeah, I gotcha. Something to help you out a little bit more, huh?
Well, it's... My equipment's good equipment, but it's starting to get high miles, and you know, the more you use stuff, it's eventually going to break. And I'd just like to upgrade and see if I could get something a little bit newer, and hopefully wind up getting a little bit better equipment that it'd be a little bit longer before I had a issue. If that makes any sense to you.
Oh, I know completely. I'm actually driving around an old Volkswagen Passat that's about like 230K miles on it. So I'm know exactly the scenario you're talking about right now.
All right. Hey, could I ask you to hold one more time?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember you with that one. That's what gave me that.
All right, boss, are you still there?
Yeah.
I do apologize, man. I'm always
busy guy out there. Yeah, no worries. I can make it short with you. Look, I actually didn't get a chance to get your name at the start.
David.
You said David?
Yes.
All right, David. My name is Patrick, by the way. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Do you, you know, you got a bank out there that you tend to lean on when you do need financing, or do you kind of pay for it all yourself?
There's always a bank involved. Thank you, sir. No, you don't need to wait. We've already been paid. My driver is on his way to get it picked up. He will get it picked up, delivered to 96th Street. Okay. You can stand here and wait today if you like, but I wouldn't. Yeah, he is on his way now. Like I said, I thought he'd be here before I was, but. Okay, we'll do. Thank you, sir. All right, I do apologize, boss.
And no worries, I know you're busy.
I have, in the town that I live in, there is there's a lot of Indian people, like, people from India and stuff like that in the town. It's a Cummins engine plant has built this town, and they hire a bunch of Indians.
Uh-huh.
And they are impatient. They're impatient. They think everybody should just drop what the hell they're doing to help them out. I ain't never in my life seen a lack of people that do this shit. You give them a price, and then they chew you down, or they try to chew you down, and then if you don't budge, you'll call somebody else. So as soon as I hear an Indian accent on the phone, it's automatically $25 more. I drop the price $10, and then I still made $15 more just for dealing with them.
That's pretty funny.
As long as you come up off that price that you first quote them, shit, they'll use you every time.
Hey,
it doesn't matter. You could price them $100. If you price them $100 for a $50 tow and you drop it down to $75, they'll still pay you the $75. It doesn't matter.
You know what, Boz, that's a great strategy, because we actually deal with that all the time over here at the bank. Whenever we get any of them on the phone, I mean, it's rate. You know, that's all they're worried about, rate.
Oh, yeah, it is something else. These people are crazy. But, ain't nobody around here rich, Boz, so whenever I do upgrade my equipment, I will have to have it financed through a bank. Stuff like that. I'm out on the road today, and I'm not in my office or anything like that, but if you'd like to just send me an email.
Yeah, I was just going to ask for one.
Yeah, it's columbustowing12@gmail.com.
That was Columbus Towing Co., you said?
columbustowing12@gmail.com.
Okay, I gotcha. I didn't get that 12 part at Gmail. And then when were you looking to update all the equipment for you?
I'd like to look into it by the first of the year. The truck I'm currently in is a 07, and it's got 226,000 miles. My other truck is an 04 with 330,000, and my other truck is a 95 with 418,000. So
you got a few.
Yep, I got a million miles between all three, so.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell. Did you already have some new, you know, the new ones you were looking to replace? Did you already have those picked out, or is it just some kind of in the future?
I haven't got anything picked out, just something I'm looking forward to, looking to try to do sometime by the first year, looking into it and seeing if I possibly can upgrade.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, you know, what is it that's holding you back on that, too? Is it just kind of timetable, or...?
I'd like to be able to do it by the first of the year. I've got other irons in the fire right now with trying to find employees that are willing to work and do a job. And I just hired a guy, so I'm hoping by maybe the first of the year I have enough time to sit down and start looking and
take care of stuff yourself, huh?
That's it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely can help you out. We do finance the equipment, so, you know, all those pieces of, you know, trucks you were looking to bring on, we definitely could help you get some.
I got you.
All right, well, I'll shoot you over an email, Dave, and then I guess I'll check back in maybe in a month or so, you know, see where you guys are at on that, and if you were looking to, you know, still do that.
All right. Well, I, honestly, if you'd want to just give me a call or look for me sometime around the end of November, I mean, that'd probably be about the time I'm really putting a crunch in to try to find something.
Perfect. Yeah, I can do that. And I can, I'll just shoot you over the application, you know, right through the email and the short list of what it is we need for the package. And then, you know, whenever it is you want to get the ball rolling on that, we can just take care of that real quick.
All right. Just send me an email and we'll take a look at it.
All right, Dave. Have a good rest of your day, and it was nice catching up with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.